Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Members of Congress now have 2 days to wade through a huge, more than 1,000-page compromise budget deal. If passed before the end of day tomorrow, it will avert a partial government shutdown. When it comes to immigration, the bill promises more money for border agents and detention beds, as well as significant cuts to funding for non-governmental organizations that provide transportation, shelter, and food to migrants who cross the border. One of those groups is Casa Alitas, a shelter in Tucson that's part of the Catholic Community Services of Southern Arizona. Diego Piña López is executive director. Diego, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Diego, potential cuts to groups like yours are significant, maybe even 20%. What would a cut of that size mean to your daily operations?
With the funding getting cut that much, the likelihood that we will see street releases in a community that has never seen street releases will drastically increase, where I might start off having to make the decision that we're only going to limit our services to families coming through. And then we would see single males from typically nationalities across the world being released in our Tucson community.
And Diego, one of the things that I know your shelter has seen is a rise in the number of people who have come through. So in some ways, your services are already being pushed to the limit. Can you tell us, you know, how many people you're serving?
Our numbers fluctuate, as you can imagine, with the seasons, with storms, with the political climate of home countries and what's going on in Mexico, and as well as on our border. So we projected last year to see 750 per day. We went to over 1,800 days for several days.
Mm. What are you hearing from people as to why they're coming in greater numbers in the last few years?
You know, we've just come out of the pandemic, and I think still a lot of countries, and even our own, is still reeling through the consequences of that. As well as we're seeing so many displaced people globally. Last year, I was seeing people from Mauritania, and we're still seeing people from there, and of a country where slavery was just outlawed 7 years ago. You know, right now, we're starting to see an increase of people from Haiti coming through with the issues there. But also, we're seeing many people from our southern neighbor, Mexico, claiming asylum. And that's the lion's share of the people coming through right now, about 40% in our area. And most of these people in our area are also families with children at a tender age.
So given that, what are people's needs? It sounds like people are coming from all over, very different places, escaping different things. What are their needs and how do you help them?
You know, many people might have experienced, like I said, slavery or violence from their government and so forth. So recognizing, you know, they need to understand where they are in the community. Some of them are crossing all the way in Douglas, so an hour and a half east of where we are in Tucson, helping them understand where Tucson is, how to buy a plane ticket. Some folks think you can just go to the airport to buy a plane ticket, which is not the case here. Also medical needs. About 4.7% of our guests have a medical need, anything from dehydration to diabetes medication that they need refill from, to separation of families, a husband and wife coming through. Maybe had an instance of a family coming from Cameroon where the wife was released and the husband was released several days later. You know, culturally not acceptable and/or she did not have the resources to go to their sponsor. Nevertheless, that sponsor, that relative was his relative. So the challenges that she faced with that and her hope and really pleading to see her husband come to us.
Mm. So I want to ask you, you know, some lawmakers say aid agencies like yours incentivize migrants to come and then they just make up a story when they get here and claim asylum, which sounds like a different story to what you might be hearing when you talk to migrants directly. Is that the reason why we're seeing so many more coming, because there are shelters like yours that welcome them?
I don't think we can say it's on the shelters having a ability to serve. You know, we're using a former call center as a shelter in a juvenile court building that we've modified to our welcome center to support asylum seekers. So I don't think the comforts that you're getting in our shelters are the reasons people are claiming asylum as much as what is going on in their home country. Some of them might have a history of being enslaved, like the Mauritanians that have been coming through in the past, to the violence that we're seeing in Haiti right now, as well as violence with the cartels or corruption with their police, and as well as their freedom of religion.
And what would happen if, say, you had to shut your doors or cut your staff in half and cancel contracts like you said you might have to do?
Well, right now we're already looking at having to cut two-thirds of our staff come April 1st. And with that, it greatly limits the ability of services for people. And we're going to see upwards to several hundred people on the street per day being released. And that's not including those from the day before. So we will see the number stacking on top of itself. And we're going to see children below the age of 3 on the streets of Tucson with their families and people that are medically vulnerable. I think the biggest concern for me come April 1st is we're talking about maybe a single mother with a several-month-old baby and thinking about trafficking and other terrible things that could possibly happen there. Mm.
Diego Pina Lopez is executive director of Casa Alitas, a migrant aid agency that Catholic Community Services of Southern Arizona operates in Tucson. Diego, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.